Everman was talking earlier about some of the preliminary data received on this project, but today I'm going to just talk about the preliminary startup of this study. We did a grower survey, and I'm just going to be talking about a small portion of the survey, emphasizing the cotton production, which was in Mississippi and North Carolina. Again, with a little bit of background, this is the start of a six-state project. We're assessing the long-term viability of Roundup Ready technology as a foundation for corn, cotton, and soybean production in six states, Illinois, Iowa, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Nebraska. And again, today I'm just going to be focusing on the initial survey. This is really a small portion of the survey. The survey took about between 45 until an hour and a half for the growers. So there's a lot of data and a lot of questions, so I'm just going to pull out parts of it today. The main purpose of starting this survey and for this project is we want to look at what the effect with the weed species of 10 years of Roundup Ready cropping systems. We were only growers were seeing any increased weed resistance in glyphosate. We wanted to see farmers' perceptions of the problem of glyphosate resistance and see what they were willing to do about it. Some of the survey objectives: we wanted to characterize the historical utilization of Roundup Ready crops, discern herbicide use patterns, gain grower insights in the performance of glyphosate-based weed control systems, and to identify any practices that which may lead to a greater weed management challenges and or to determine practices that may lead to sustainability. Some of the resistant attitudes that I'll be discussing today are from the survey is looking at the awareness of the potential for glyphosate resistance, the perception of severity of the resistance, growers' awareness of the resistance in their own states, their willingness to take management actions, their perceptions of the effectiveness of the resistant managements, and any obstacles they might see for a resistant management program. Again, this survey, it was generated over six states. The growers were randomly selected from Monsanto's license of trait licensees. The survey was conducted late November into January of 2006 by Marketing Horizon. And there was very varying crop rotations that varied per state. And just for example, Mississippi and North Carolina, our three cropping rotations were continuous Roundup Ready cotton, continuous Roundup Ready soybean, and a Roundup Ready crop followed by a non-Roundup Ready crop rotation. We had close to the 1,200 total respondents with a 95% confidence interval. And again, as Wesley mentioned earlier, the grower requirements, they had to still be actively involved in farming. They had to be solely responsible for the decision-making on the farm. Of course, they had to be not employed by crop protection or seed industry, farming a minimum of 250 acres of one of the cropping systems, whether it's soybean, corn, or cotton, and planting a Roundup Ready trait for a minimum of 3 years. So first, looking at some of the weed resistance response and questions. This first slide is looking at the overall general awareness of the growers in Mississippi and North Carolina cotton. The growers were asked, are you aware of potential weeds for developing resistance to glyphosate herbicide? And overwhelmingly, 91% of the growers from both states were aware of the potential of glyphosate resistance developing. Growers, looking at the perception of the severity of the resistance problems, growers are asked how they would rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how serious they thought the problem was of glyphosate herbicides developing resistance, weed resistance in a continuous Roundup Ready cotton rotation. And we see here we have sort of a split in the middle. We had 45% of the growers that rated it as not serious at all or neutral were indifferent about the potential for developing resistance, to 55% that suggested somewhat serious to very serious. Now, looking at documented glyphosate awareness cases in their states, growers are asked were they aware of any specific weeds in their states that have been documented to be resistant to glyphosate herbicides. We see 56% in Mississippi and 64% of growers in North Carolina were aware of of specific weeds have been documented in their states. Growers were then asked what were those specific weeds that they had heard or knew about that were documented resistant. And we see 57% of the growers had mare's tail, with 47% mentioning pigweed species. Growers were then asked what sources they had learned about resistant issues related to glyphosate herbicides. And we see 60% of the growers mentioned farmer publications, followed by 31% mentioning either university or the extension. Looking at the incidence of personal experience, growers were then asked if they personally experienced any weeds on their farm currently that were resistant to glyphosate herbicides. And less than 30% of the growers in both Mississippi and North Carolina had personal experience with glyphosate resistance. Of those of those 30%, they were asked what specific glyphosate resistant weeds had they experienced. And again, we see mare's tail at 57% was number one response, followed by, well, we had pigweed at 10%. Looking at the incidence of taking specific actions, growers are asked, are they doing anything currently in their weed management program to minimize the potential for weeds developing resistance to glyphosates on their farm currently? And we see 62% of the cotton growers in Mississippi and North Carolina were currently taking some type of weed management action to help prevent weed resistance. They were then asked what specific actions they were taking, and 27% were saying some type of crop rotation or chemical rotation, followed by tillage, and then different modes of action. Now, looking at some of the weed-resistant management questions. First, dealing with Mississippi, looking at the overall effectiveness of resistance management. Growers are asked, as a way to manage potential glyphosate weed resistance, how effective do they consider these management options listed to the right? And we see in Mississippi, 57% of the growers, their number one response was using or following the label correctly as the best management option, whether it is spraying in the proper time or the proper weed height. Now, looking at North Carolina growers' response, we again see the same response, using the correct label rate or following the proper label, whether it's application time, was 62% was the number one response. Now, looking at some of the resistant management obstacles, growers were asked in their farming operation what they thought their major obstacles were for these resistant management options. And four out of the seven options listed, cost and economics was the number one response for the major obstacle for using those management options. Now, I pulled out some of the herbicide application questions that I'm going to present here also today. Growers are asked when they made their first glyphosate application in their continuous Roundup Ready cotton rotation, and in fall 2004 for their herbicide application, only 8% of the growers in Mississippi and North Carolina put out a fall application, and of those 8%, 40% of the applications were some type of Roundup formulation. We had 78% of the growers in Mississippi and North Carolina put out a pre-plant burn-down application in the spring of 2005, of which 74% of those applications were some type of Roundup formulation. Growers were asked how many applications of glyphosate herbicide did they make in crop or over the top in their continuous Roundup Ready cotton for the year 2005. And we see between 40 and 45% of the Mississippi and North Carolina growers made at least two glyphosate applications, with 30 to 35% of the growers in both states making three applications. Growers were asked when did they apply a non-glyphosate herbicide this year. 69% of the growers in both states made a non-glyphosate application after crop emergence. However, I'd like to point out that 36% of the growers said they did not apply a non-glyphosate herbicide this year for both states. Growers were then asked out of the last 3 years, including 2005, how many years, if any, had they applied a non-glyphosate herbicide. And we see over 50% of growers in Mississippi and North Carolina had applied a non-glyphosate herbicide for 3 years. However, I'd like to point out that 16% and 22% of growers in Mississippi and North Carolina rely solely on glyphosate for their weed control in cotton in the last 3 years. Growers are then asking over the past 3 years what specific changes, if any, had they made to the weed control or herbicide program. And you see 71% said they were happy with their current system or management program and hadn't made any changes. And again, I like to point out that a third of these people were relying solely on glyphosate for the weed control. So in summary, crop rotations with continuous use of Roundup Ready traits were more common than previously thought from the data we gathered. There was excellent awareness of glyphosate-resistant weeds in both states. However, we only had 36% in Mississippi and 52% in North Carolina of growers that rated glyphosate resistance as a very serious problem. 63% of the growers were currently incorporating some type of management program to minimize herbicide resistance. But however, there were still 30% that were relying solely on glyphosate for their weed control. So in conclusion, growers in Mississippi and North Carolina do recognize the potential for glyphosate resistance and are willing to take steps to prevent the glyphosate resistance. But the majority of them still use only glyphosate with minimum other inputs as their primary weed control year after year. And they also do not recognize some farming practices as resistant management strategies, example is crop rotation. A little bit about the ongoing research that we have now started since this survey. We took a subset of the survey farmers that were randomly selected, and we started the four-year program, as Wesley mentioned earlier, looking at their practices against our recommendations. And, for example, North Carolina, we're currently working on 30 on farm sites, and we're doing weed population dynamics and the field-scale economic data that will be collected and presented in later talks. I think Wes has one at noon and at other meetings. And at that time, that's all I have, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. It was conducted at the end of 2005 into January of 2006, before we initially started the actual. The question is North Carolina, do we think there's been a change? I think since we started this study and as more and more resistance pops up, I definitely think there will probably be interesting to see at the end of this four-year study. I think we're going to give the survey out again to these growers, and we'd like to see how the responses have changed. But I know definitely just for talking some, it definitely has changed just in this short amount of time. Oh, the response rate. I don't know exactly how many. How many responses they sent out. So I know we had on average about 200 respondents from each state, but I don't know how many were mailed out to get those.
Well,
it seems like that was for a while. We've always been, you need a timely application. That sort of fall in the same window as like spraying at the proper weed or weed height or crop height, timely application. And so I think that all followed in. And using the label rate, not using a half X rate or, cutting back on your rates. So I think that was something that's been, instilled to them over time. And so that's probably one of the main things has been. Probably in the last, 10 years, they've really been hounded with, so.
Do you know where use correct label fell in on their choices on the survey?
Well, the
bottom,
Well, this is one of the things that is, it's not like a multiple choice. This is the actual responses they gave back to us. So they weren't given these choices and, you know, this one or this. This was all phone surveys. So they were asked a question, and this is what the response were. So there was a lot of data generated, and we just we're still piling through it. So this was the actual responses. It was not like, you know, a multiple choice. Here's your options. Choose one. Yeah, I didn't show that slide, but there was a, it ranged from either being Prowl or Invoke or Staple. I should have kept that slide in there, but I had a slide where they actually told what herbicides there were. But I could be happy to get that information to you, but yeah, there was so much data, we just pulled out slides just to get into a talk. But.
Any questions?
Thanks.